Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night here till 10 o'clock on the Pacific Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment radio that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And this hour we have Granger Bartholomew, right?
Yes. Granger Bartholomew is a freelance writer, and he's going to be talking with us about the Eric Snowden case. Finally, we're covering that.
All right. I mean, the Eric Snowden thing has been exciting for a lot of people, and we will have Granger Bartholomew with us. Now, he is a gentleman that is not, he's not necessarily falling in lockstep with everybody else saying that Mr. Snowden is just the most marvelous thing that's ever happened to the field of journalism. But then I think he has some reasons, rather interesting reasons, as to why he feels that way. And we're going to get him on the line right now from Denver, Colorado, where he resides. Granger, good to talk with you. How are you?
Hey, good evening, Phil. I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. And so what do you make of week whatever it is here of the Eric Snowden adventure?
Well, it's getting downright interesting now, because I think what we're seeing is a little bit more truth being reported about Mr. Snowden, and I will be very honest with you in why I'm on your show and the other broadcast that I've done today. This man, David Miranda, along with a partner of his, Glenn Greenwald, these are two individuals who are in a civil union together, are also two people that have taken the information given to them by Eric Snowden and published this under the guise of being hard-nosed reporters, reporting the truth on the United States government and Britain and so forth. But I had a conversation with Eric Snowden as well, and Eric Snowden promised me some of these documents.
When was this?
Well, it was just very shortly before the entire story became public. I had two telephone conversations with Eric Snowden, which time he said he would use me as a primary conduit of this information. Instead, he went to these two other people who no one's ever heard of, before this. And these two guys have taken this and have thrown this information in basically the journalistic equivalent of throwing it out of a window in a high wind and just let it fall wherever it's going
to
fall.
All right, so I take it you were going to deal with this information until it was not given to you, and has that changed your opinion of it?
Well, it's changed my opinion of the man who has that made the decision to disseminate it, Eric Snowden. He went from having conversations with me, a man who has journalistic credentials, somebody who is well known to, I think, both sides of the debate in this country and others, and he decided he would go with this Miranda and this Greenwald, and I'll tell you why I think it is. I think it's because Eric Snowden has proven himself to me to be a little bit of an egocentric situation here. I think we've got an ego case that's out of control. I think he sees himself as some kind of a modern-day Paul Revere. I don't think that this guy is quite understands what he's dealing with. When you go to China and you go to Russia and you say, aha, here's a good place for me to do my business and to do my bidding, I got to question the intelligence of an individual like that.
All right, we're talking here with Granger Bartholomew, a freelance journalist, who's just made a rather stunning claim. You say that Eric Snowden had promised you these documents and then changed his mind and gave them to these gentlemen, Miranda and Greenwald. Why do you suppose he changed his mind?
Well, I think that I'll tell you what I think it is. I'd asked him, how did he see the credits on this? I mean, how did he see the byline? And he wanted to put his name first, and I said, well, I think that what we're talking about here is the guy that's doing the heavy lifting. I said, that's me. And we had an argument over not only how the byline would read, we started to have some discussions about how we wanted the any potential royalties to be split. And he was talking a 75-25 split in favor of himself. And I said, that's just not going to happen. I said, I've been in this business a long time.
You guys are talking about this like it's some kind of a movie deal. Didn't he realize that he was going to be arrested?
We never really. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he he hasn't been arrested.
No, but you're right. But didn't he realize he was going to be in some? He was going to run afoul of the law.
That we never talked about that, but I'm sure that he was very much aware of that. But in the world in the world that we were talking in, and the information we were talking about, we're not really we're discussing that. We're talking about how these monies would flow. And I imagine he knew that he was going to leave the country, otherwise become a fugitive and live out on his own. But I think what's happened now is that he decided he would go with a couple of people, this Miranda and Greenwald, two people that are easy to control, two people that see themselves as freedom fighters, and Snowden is able to pull the strings from wherever he is, in Hong Kong or Moscow or in the capitals of some of the most authoritarian governments in the world. I mean, he's talking about U.S. surveillance, and we're having a debate about it, and that's all well, and that's America. We talk about these things. He's in two countries where they don't talk about these things, and he feels that he's being treated fairly. I will tell you that I think Eric Snowden is about as much a chump as I've ever seen. I know a lot of people think he's a freedom fighter.
Well, you know, I want to get into that, the view of him as being a great man or a hero, and I've seen that expressed. You just called him a chump, and I've heard the debate on both sides. Just saw Bradley Manning. He's about to go down for the count. He wasn't charged with treason, even though he was in the uniform of the United States military, but he has been charged with serious enough acts that he's not going to see the light of day for a long time. So it doesn't look like the government is swayed by any popularity contests.
Well, as well they should not be, and I think that this is a guy, Snowden, that I thank God every day that I go to sleep at night, I hit my knees and I say a prayer for my late father and my late mother and my grandfather and everybody, and I also thank God for the reality that I didn't fall in and do business with Eric Snowden, because if I had, I probably would be sitting in a gulag someplace right now, or, you know, in a jail cell somewhere, or God knows what. I'd probably be on the bad end of a CIA contract and have me taken out. And I think that's what, you know, all things being equal, I think at this particular point, that's what I would want to see. Well, I shouldn't say this, you know, but
You sound like you feel betrayed.
I do. I feel very much. I think every American feels betrayed today, Phil.
But the betrayal that you feel is a little bit different.
And how do you say that?
Because you feel betrayed that you didn't get this information and you didn't get a payday, you know?
No, I don't think that's the reason why I feel betrayed. I feel betrayed as an American that Eric Snowden has gone out and spilled these secrets to the governments, some of them not very friendly governments, but I don't feel betrayed. No, it doesn't have nothing to do with the payday. I understand I said that.
Yeah, you did. You were talking about how you guys were divvying up the money, or somehow there was going to be, I guess, I don't know what, there was going to be some sort of a split on royalties. I'm not exactly sure what. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're talking with Granger Bartholomew, freelance journalist, who is talking about Eric Snowden and Eric Snowden's release of sensitive documents. He claims that Snowden had promised these to him. He hadn't promised these to Miranda and Greenwald, and now out there in the cold is Mr. Bartholomew. We'll get back to Granger Bartholomew. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And don't forget philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, podcasts, archived tapes, video casts. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Beautiful, baby. All right, welcome back here. The world famous Phil Henry Show. That's enough of an establish on that bumper music, you know.
Yeah, pretty good, though.
Big deal, man. Thank you very much, Pink Floyd. Welcome back to our program. You know, I'm telling you about bumper music, man. You got to have that stuff just, I mean, it's got to hit like right now, you know. I don't want to wait 6 years for it, okay?
And you're talking about hitting the post.
Yeah, that's right, hitting the post. Jeez. Anyway, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. David G. Hall is joining us on the other line. I don't know what the problem is, bud.
Dad, you're mispronouncing a thing. You said you mispronounced them.
Let me get him on the line. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I just, I know that you got Granger on the phone. I don't want to take up too much time. Granger, how are you doing?
Hey, David, real good.
Phil, you and Granger both have been saying Eric Snowden, and I was just informed by the guys in D.C., you know, Shane and some of the guys said it's Edward. It's Edward Snow. You wear that? Are you talking to me? I'm not talking to you just yet, Granger.
No, I did not. I'm sorry. You're right. David's right. It's Edward Snowden.
Well, I wish somebody had told me because that makes me look a little... But you said that you were in... Well, I shouldn't say. Didn't you say you were in contact with him? I don't know. Are you talking to me or not?
Yes, he's talking to you.
No, I'm talking to you, Phil. Didn't you say you were in contact with this guy, Granger?
I'm talking to him on the show right now.
No, I'm sorry. Not him. Snowden.
I'm not in contact with him.
All right. Why are you asking? You sound like a little boy, Phil. Yeah, you sound a little bit hysterical, Phil. You're talking to me, right? I'm talking to you. Who was the guy that was in touch with this guy, Snowden?
Hold on. Everybody just shut up for a second.
You're telling me to shut up?
Hold on. You're talking to me, Phil Hendry. I'm the host, right?
I know that.
Okay. Why would I have contact... The guest that I have on, Granger Bartholomew.
I'm the guy that was in touch with him, Mr. Hall. I was the one that was talking to, a guy by the name of Eric Snowden. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It was not Eric Snowden. His name is Edward Snowden. Yeah, I know that now, and I thank you very much for telling me that. And I was hopeful that Phil Hendry would have said something, but apparently he didn't.
Why do I got to tell you what the guy's name is?
Because you're the host of the show. Yeah, because you're the host of the show.
Did you or did you not say that you met this guy?
I did say that, yeah. I said I met him on the phone. I met him on the telephone, and we talked over some business. Right, but you're the host of the show, and he's looking to you for your example.
Okay, so I screwed up the guy's name, but I was thinking that maybe Mr. Bartholomew here.
Oh, it's Mr. now. Now, yeah, see, we're not good friends. We're not a-hole buddies anymore, are we?
You know something?
Well, you know, you caught that, Phil.
No, hold on. Everybody, put everyone on hold.
No.
Put everyone on hold. When I tell you to put people on hold, put them on hold.
What are you doing?
You belching gives everyone here permission to belch, and I want it to stop because I'm trying to do an adult show, not a little tiny kitty show. Okay?
And what does belching have? Adults belch.
Yeah, talking about the alien coming out of her throat.
You know, this whole thing about the alien coming out of your throat if you don't belch, Margaret, this idiot here is buying that. Robert, do you buy it?
Well, I mean, sort of.
So he's buying it. Now I got this guy, Granger Bartholomew, on the line. All right, go ahead, put him back. Hey, Granger?
Phil, all I know is what you all do on your show. And I heard Margaret belch. I thought it would be okay. I don't blame him for that, Phil. I blame you. And I blame your show.
Well, what else is new? You know, you blame me for everything, man. You blame me for stuff that I've got nothing to do with.
Oh, will you grow up, please? I don't want to hear you start to cry. All I want you to do is let people know what a guy's name is. If you got a guest on the show and he's saying that the name, you know, saying the name wrong, he looks to you to find out what the name is. And you say that he already met Mr. What's your name, Bartholomew? Yeah, my name's Bartholomew. That's a little shocking. You don't know what my name is, but yeah, that's what it is. Sir, I'm a prod. You know, all I'm is a vice president of syndication. I don't know every guest that Phil Hendry has on the show. Have you met this guy, Eric Snowden? Is that his name, Eric Snowden? That's what you said. Did you meet a guy named Eric Snowden?
What's his name? Didn't you say his name is Edward?
I said that that's what the guys told me his name was, yeah. But this guy says he met a guy named Eric. I'm just trying to figure out who met who. I met the guy who's in Russia right now. Okay, that's Edward Snowden. Okay, I always thought Edward Snowden was a duke or some damn thing like that. I don't know.
Yes, I always thought there was a... Isn't there an Edward Snowden in England?
I don't know. I'll have to check that. But in the meantime, I was told it's Edward, Phil.
Okay. Thanks very much, David.
Well, you're going to hang up on me.
Yeah, I am. I just did, and that felt good. All right, so we're going to not have any more calls like that.
It's Mr. Hall, though.
Mr. Hall, is it? If I get one more call from Mr. Hall, then I'm going to have him fired. How about that? I'll have him fired, and I'll stay here. Because that's how the game's played now, you see?
Well, Phil, just because talent has more power doesn't mean you've got to start flexing your muscles.
Well, I'm gonna. That's exactly what I'm gonna do if I get any more phone calls from that nut asking me, who are you talking to? Eric Snowden? Edward Snowden? Oh, wait, I thought I was talking to Eric Snowden. Well, you were talking to Eric Snowden, because that's what Phil said. Oh, it was actually Edward Snowden. So, and I have to tell you, Granger, I am very, very upset with you for taking his side and blaming me.
Well, Phil, I'm trying to do the very best I can with information that I get from you.
You had telephonic...
What?
You had some kind of telephonic connection or communication with this guy. His name is... What's his name?
His name is, as far as I knew, it was Eric Snowden. I never asked him what his name was. I said, hey, Eric, Ed, anything that started with an E, all I knew was Snowden, and he responded to that. And he promised me...
How do you know you were even talking to the right guy?
Well, how many guys tell you that their name is Eric Snowden and they have secret documents?
Guys that are named Eric Snowden, not Edward?
What? What are you talking...
See, no one knows what you're talking about, Phil.
All right, well, we'll just keep, you know, I'll just keep going with this interview as if it's a real, you know, as if this guy, you know...
As if this guy what? Let me tell you the kind of journalist that I am, Phil, okay?
No, see, what we started doing...
No, hold on, man. I want to tell you the kind of journalist that Granger Bartholomew is. So you know, and so your audience knows what you're dealing with here, okay? You're dealing with the real deal. I sleep in my car, my friend. I carry my own camera equipment, my friend. I do most of my own editing in the field. I do most of my own... I file all my reports from the field. I do it by way of a cell phone. Sometimes I've done it by way of radio telephone. I mean, I am out there hunting up the stories, and I'm sleeping in my car probably 5 days out of seven during any particular week. Okay?
Why aren't you staying in a motel?
Because... You know something? That's got...
Don't you have enough money to stay in a motel?
Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm not making enough money. Maybe these news-gathering organizations are not paying me enough money. But what I'm telling you is, I'm right where the story... I'm not like a lot of these sissy reporters, okay? I'm a real reporter, my friend. I'm a real journalist. I go out, and when I come home to my girlfriend, and she keeps a beautiful apartment, and she keeps our home very spotless and very clean. My girlfriend's a nurse. And I will tell you this, Bill, I come home and I foul that apartment up, and I'm proud of that, and I'll tell you why. Because I go out, I work for a living. She knows that, Sandy knows that. I come home, I stink that apartment to hell and back. It stinks like a sewage dump. I'm telling you. And
what is so great about that? And are we getting any closer to your story here about Edward Snowden?
No, we're getting close to my story about Eric Snowden. Yes, I'm just kidding around.
Cut out! Did Mr. Hall call back?
Hey, you don't tell me what to do. Is that Dickman?
Yeah.
Dickman, you don't tell me what to do. I'm the reporter. I sleep in my, you know.
Yeah, I know, and you smell like dew when you come home.
That's right. That's right. I smell, in other words, I smell the way you do most of the time. But when I come home, I stink like a sewer because I've been out and I have been getting the story in some of the darkest, deepest, funkiest places in America. That's where I go. And when I come home and my girlfriend can smell me a block of... Excuse me, Phil. I was going to say, when I come home, my girlfriend can smell me a block away. She knows Daddy's home, man. She knows who's bringing home the bacon.
Yeah, but the only thing of it is you're telling me you're not making all that much you're not making all that much money.
You laughing about that? And another way...
I'm not laughing about it, man, but, you know, you're a reporter, and you go out and you get the story. You're not making a lot of money doing it, so what do? You turn around and cut a deal with this guy Snowden for the royalties this and the royalties that. And it's dirty money, man. This guy is taking documents from the classified files of the United States government, spilling them out there, and he says he's having some big debate. And what if the debate ends he's wrong? Is he prepared to be wrong?
What are you talking about, man? We're having a great debate in this country about classified documents.
All right, and debates sometimes end up not in your favor. Are you guys, you and Snowden and the rest...
No, not me and Snowden, man. I'm not... That guy stabbed me in the back.
Well, he stabbed you in the back because he gave the story to another reporter. Hold on for a second. You see what I'm saying?
No, I think you're trying to make... You're trying to make another one of your conservative political points.
It's not a conservative point. I'm just asking... I'm asking intelligent people, him, Mr. Bartholomew included, I'm asking intelligent people... Are you ready to lose the debate? Is that guy Snowden ready? Is he ready to lose the debate? Is he ready to say, okay, I've had this great debate about all of this groovy stuff, and Edward Snowden, you know, I did this and I did that, okay? Well, guess what, Edward, thank you for the debate, but you know what? You're wrong, man. What you did harmed the country. It did no real good, and it put a lot of people in danger, and there's a lot of people that are fighting for real political expression in other countries, and they're in real trouble now because of your big fat mouth. Is he ready to accept blame for that?
That was so boring. That
yeah, I didn't even listen to it.
I could not listen to that.
That was so boring, huh?
I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm looking for a tampon. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's looking for a tampon. Okay.
Yes, she's looking for a tampon.
We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Avery Show, 855-500-7445. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, nightly here on the Phil Hendry thing here, the Phil Hendry Network, on all of your affiliated stations, and they are the best. They're the greatest. We love them. We love our affiliates, love our advertisers. We love you. Yes, we do, and I have no problem saying that. I'm all grown up, and I'm a man, and I'm comfortable in my sexuality.
Yay.
Thank you. All right, now we do have on the line, of course, Granger Bartholomew. Don Berman, I'm going to get all kinds of hell now from my video. I know. All kinds of hell from my videocast viewers. All you missed was the intro, folks. You didn't miss anything. All kinds of hell from my videocast guys because we had the, you know.
Yeah, the audio muted.
The audio muted, yes, we did. All right, so getting back here to our good friend Granger Bartholomew. A guy who has been following the Edward Snowden story very carefully. A guy who was in touch with Edward Snowden at the beginning, I guess, of this adventure, and claims that Mr. Snowden had promised him the story, and now you're put out with him for a variety of reasons, not the least of which, of course, is what you now see as a mistake, releasing these documents. Now, I'm going to bring Don Berman on here from Channel 19. I know you know him, Granger.
And Don's an eminently fair guy, and I think he's going to be, Phil, I think he's going to be someone who's going to give you I think he'll give you the view that you're looking for, someone who's in a broadcast game like you are, and maybe you will have a little less doubt about me.
The only doubt I've got here, Granger, is that you went from being a guy who was getting ready to take these documents from Edward Snowden, and suddenly when he gave them to other reporters, and you lost out on this royalty split, now you think the guy is making a mistake.
I took another look at it. I took a step back from it. Yes, that's right. And I think a cynical person would say, well, that's because Granger Bartholomew, at the end of the day, took it in, as we used to say back in the days in school, he took it in the shorts. I took it, you know, you would say that Granger Bartholomew took it squarely in the shorts. But I'm here to tell you, I'll tell you that Granger Bartholomew is a very good reporter. Ask anyone. I know you're going to have Don on here in a minute. And he'll tell you that Granger Bartholomew, look at Phil, I told you, Granger Bartholomew sleeps in his car. I won't even talk about myself in the first person. If it makes you feel more comfortable, I'll talk about myself in a third person because I think that way you will be disabused of any notion I've got some ego trip going here, all right?
No, I don't think you have an ego trip. I think you have there is a financial interest that you lost out on that bothers me.
Hey, Phil, let me tell you, Granger Bartholomew...
You don't have to call yourself... You can say me, all right? I won't think you're an ego case.
No, but I really, for all of your listeners out there, so they won't think I'm an ego... that I'm on an ego trip. Granger Bartholomew sleeps in his car. Granger Bartholomew comes home smelling like fecal matter. I'm telling you, that's because I get up close and personal in a story.
Granger, this is Margaret. What is it about getting up close and personal in a story that means you have to smell like an unflushed toilet?
Okay, I don't want this to turn into some kind of a joke, Phil.
No, it's not. You're the guy that's been making the point about coming home and stinking to high heaven.
Because I am not out sleeping in, first-class hotels, flying first class, like I'm a broadcast journalist. Granger Bartholomew sleeps where he has to, and sometimes I'm sleeping in sewage. Sometimes I am resting in sewage. My blanket is sewer water. My pillow is a box of old, dirty, filthy diapers. I mean, I am not kidding, and I say that because I want people to understand what a real journalist... We don't know what real journalism is no more.
All right, let's get Don Berman on the line here from Channel 19 News. Don is actually at, he's either at Los Alamitos tonight, or one of the local quarter horse track. How you doing, Don? Good to talk with you.
Hey, Phil, I'm doing very well. And Granger, how are you, son?
I'm doing good, Don.
Phil, I echo what Granger is saying. He is every bit the great journalist that we all know him to be. And hold on for just a minute.
I appreciate those sentiments, Don.
Hold on for just a minute.
Okay, Don, I know that you're at the track.
If you don't mind, Phil, I do want to talk to you about Granger. Hold on, here we go. Come on, baby. Granger is a tremendous journalist, and I want to go on at length about Granger. I think he's done so many great things for our industry, but I've got a horse here.
Well, you know you're on the air with me.
I apologize, Phil, I really do. When's the gate going up on this? Here he goes.
Okay, Don, I'm going to have to hang up, man, if you're...
Will you hold on for just a minute? For God's sake. Just 1 second. In any event, Phil, Granger Bartholomew is a man who has been at the forefront of the fight for truth in journalism. I know. I was there with him when he worked in the Channel 19 newsroom. And he would go out and he would look up these stories on the homeless, on the hungry, on children that didn't have a place to sleep, on people that that didn't have any medical attention. Granger was out there, and he got fired. And why did he get fired? He got fired because we had these little Mary Janes and these little Red Riding Hoods that were running our news department who wanted him to come in. Oh, there's the call to the Post. What are you guys talking about anyway? I'm sorry, Phil. That's the call to the Post. That's the call to the Post, you dumbass. It doesn't mean that... Phil, I'm awfully sorry.
Okay, I can't sit here listening to you. You know.
Will you hold on? That's all right, Phil. Here they go. Come on, you dirty, filthy whore. You dirty, filthy, crawling whore. I got a great horse. I got the blue and the gray here, right there. Yeah, what's he in the pink jockey? He's behind. Give me the glasses, will you?
Okay, we're talking to Don Berman, and we're talking about the efficacy of journalism.
Come on, you dirty, filthy, crawling prostitute slut. Come on, you slut. Come on, you dirty slut. Come on, baby. What horse has he got?
I don't know what horse he's got.
Come on, you filthy, crawling, disease-ridden, you stinking. Tear it up. I tell you, you know what? I hated that nag.
You said you had the horse, the blue and the gray.
Yeah, so what? So it turns out I didn't have the horse. The blue and the gray. Yeah, the only thing about that horse that's blue and gray is its skin is blue. Its fur, its... Do horses have fur?
Never mind. So we're talking here with Don Berman.
I'm sorry you lost that race, Don. You know what, Granger, don't worry about it. Phil's the guy that gets really upset about all this.
Because we're talking on the air right now about a very important story. That's the Edward Snowden story.
Yeah, it was so important you were calling him Arab. Hold on. I do want to talk about it. Here's $2. Get across the board on Ginger. On Gingerfish. Gingerfish. You know the colors in the jockey? Six horse.
I thought that.
You take the money and you put it across the board. Get out of here. Okay, Phil, I got to get back for the 10 o'clock.
You know, you got a newscast to do tonight, and you're at the track?
Oh, that's right. What are you, Mother Cabrini?
You got to get off a guy's back, Phil. Guy's got to have some fun.
Don Berman joins us here, folks, if he ever does. We're talking with him, along with our very good friend Granger Bartholomew, about the Edward Snowden story, and about Edward, apparently...
You want to know why I'm watching the race? Because you can't get to the point, you know?
I'm trying to get to the point. I'm listening to you. Edward Snowden promised the story here to Granger. Let me ask you this, Don. Do you believe that Edward Snowden was in touch with Granger?
If Granger Bartholomew says that Edward Snowden was in touch with him. Hold on. Did you get the bet down?
On a what?
On the horse.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Granger Bartholomew, Phil, is, in my opinion, one... if he said that he was in touch with Edward Snowden, then I got news for you. Here's a news flash. Yes, he was. And if he said that he was in touch with Edward Snowden, and Snowden promised him certain things, and Snowden has reneged on it, then I would say that Edward Snowden has an awful lot Is that Ginger Girl in the pink? Hold on. I'm awfully sorry, Phil. I didn't know you were going to call right in the middle. This is the feature.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, baby. Yeah. Move on up. Yeah, I love this jockey. I love this guy, Melende. He's great. That's it, baby. That's it. On the outside. That's it. Look at him move. Look at him move, will you? Look at him move. He's coming around. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, you dirty. Come on, you slut. Come on, you slut. Come on, you slut! Oh, what a piece of... What? Glue. That's all that thing's good for is Elmer's glue. E-L-M-E-R-S. Nestle's makes the very best. God. Tear it up. I don't give a damn what you do with it.
Are you ready to talk now?
Who's this?
Phil Hendry! I've been on the air with you now for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. Hold on. Is that Manly there? Hey, nice ride there. It's Furman. How you doing? Nice ride, you cripple. Did you get fitted for leg braces? What they ought to do is put that horse directly on the trailer and send it right. Elmer's is not too far away from here. You know the Elmer's glue place, Phil?
Yeah.
They got a rendering plant right over here.
All right, I got to take a break, okay?
Now you do that.
What a smartass that guy is.
Well, Phil, you ought to know better than to call him just before the feature.
Oh, well, excuse me, Don. I didn't mean to call you just before the feature. Don Berman, along with Granger Bartholomew here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk about, or we're talking about, and may talk again about the, the Edward Snowden story. Maybe Eric. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. We'll be right back to these important announcements. PhilHendryShow.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and PhilHendryShow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445. We're talking about Edward Snowden and his ongoing drama. The ongoing drama of Edward Snowden being that he has all these marvelous documents that he's decided to leak to the world, the world's press, and the U.S. government is not too happy with him. And there is that marvelous debate that he wanted to encourage, which is happening. And the debate is, the debate lines are being drawn, and there are people on one side, there are people on the other. And, the question that I have is the same question asked in The New Yorker, a very good article written in the New Yorker magazine by Jeffrey Toobin.
Jeffrey Toobin is a well-known conservative. Do you mind? Can I finish?
God, all I'm saying is the guy made a very good point. He said, and what if you lose the debate? What if the debate comes out? Is it when you say that you want to have a debate, are you really saying, but I'm going to win the debate? There's no way I can lose the debate. I'm not going to lose. I will. So why even listen to anybody? If you're going into the debate convinced you're winning and you will win, there's no point in listening to anyone. All you're going to be doing is setting up these defensive strategies, trying to just blow people off of their position. If you pardon the expression.
Yeah, well, you said blow.
Yeah, you need to watch that.
Oh, would you clean your ear, your minds up or something?
Clean my ear up?
I clean my ears every night with, I clean my ears with alcohol. You're not talking about that.
No, I'm not talking about. Don Berman is on the line with us as well. Don, along with Granger Bartholomew. Don is at, I believe he's at Los Alamitos here this evening. He's been... Don, all I'm saying is I'm trying to talk to you while you're betting on the races, and it's a little bit... difficult.
Look, you wanted me to come on here and give Granger Bartholomew the clean bill of health. You wanted me to do a quick diagnostic on Granger's career, and I'm here to tell you that there is no better reporter out there.
Don, I do appreciate that very much, Don, and I don't need Don here to...
I want to comment on the story, though.
All right.
And my comment on the story is a very simple one. This man, Edward Snowden, who had promised my friend here, Granger Bartholomew, some money as well as some bit of the byline, if he had given him these documents, I think made a decision. He went with two other reporters. The information that this man Snowden has is very important, and I think it needs to get out there. And I'm sorry that, Granger, you got taken, but I think he had to go with journalists that he could trust.
Now, hold on. You just said that I was...
Yeah, you just said that there's no better reporter.
There is no better reporter than Granger Bartholomew if you can trust him. But if you can't trust him, and Granger, you know this, You know this. I'm not saying anything. If you can't trust him, there's not a guy that'll stick a shank in your back faster and deeper than Granger Bartholomew. But you know that.
I don't know any such thing. I don't know what you're talking about. I thought you would...
What, are you going to start to cry?
I'm not crying. You always ask people that question, Don. I'm not going to cry. I'm saying to you, I thought you were my friend.
I'm your friend as far as it goes. Now, I've lost two races because I'm having to talk to people and defend you. Look, there's the... Is he back with the tickets or not?
I'm starting to agree with Mr. Henry. You're not paying attention to what the debate is here.
Paying attention to the debate, but I've taken it in the shorts on two races. Do you mind?
We mind, Don, because we want to talk to you about this.
And you're talking to me about it. I just told you that Granger Bartholomew can't be trusted as far as you can throw him in a hurricane. Okay?
That's just minutes after saying he's the greatest reporter you know.
That's right. Hold on. What do I got here? Oh, we got Attaboy Binky again. Not that thing. That thing's like, you dirty. Yeah, but you should know I didn't want to bet on that horse. God, here we go. Look at that dirty, filthy thing. It's a plow horse. That's all it is. That's really all it's good for, to pull a plow. Look at that. There he goes. There's the Budweiser horse wiping up the rear. If you ever see Attaboy Binky on a program again, I don't want you to go near it. Do you understand me? Snooky, hey, what are you doing? Forget the girls. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Okay, so I just took another one right straight up to you-know-what. You guys happy?
Now, don't blame me for any of this, okay?
You can't blame me either, Don. I'm not a guy betting.
What?
I'm not the guy that bets.
You know, Phil, I'm going to tell you a story. You know who I used to use to run bets for me?
Who?
This guy here, Granger Bartholomew. And do you think things were any better? No.
Well, maybe it's the guy that's placing the bets. Maybe it's the guy that's actually picking the horses.
Maybe, and maybe it isn't. Maybe these guys are just bad luck. I'm trying to be good luck for you, Granger, and I'm saying you're a great man unless it has to do with this story, which I disagree with you on, and I'm telling you right now, I think that this guy made the right move. Right now, I'm down $2,000 in this dirty, filthy, rotten sport called horse racing. I'm Don Brown.
Is that it?
I think that's his lockout, yeah.
All right, Don, thanks very much. Don Berman there. He started out by giving you a pretty good recommendation.
Well, Bill, I tell you, that was a pretty good recommendation by way of a powerful left hook. I don't need a recommendation like that.
Well, he said something about you're not trustworthy. Is this guy Snowden a guy who you've dealt with before?
I've known Eric Snowden a long time. Edward Snowden, I don't think I ever met before.
Okay, was Edward Snowden the guy you were talking to?
I think so.
Well, you think so. So you were talking to a man named Eric.
I was talking to a man named Eric, but I thought it was Edward. I thought it was the guy.
Well, I'll tell you, he gave the story to somebody else. Maybe he wasn't even talking to you.
I find that hard to believe, Phil. I discussed in depth with the man. He said he had secret documents. They were classified documents. He was going to give them to me. We talked about, you know, splitting the revenue. And then the next thing I know, there's no documents, and this guy Snowden has given them to somebody else. So I feel that I was cheated and lied to, up my giggy with a wall brush, anything you want to say.
All right, but if it wasn't really the Snowden that we were talking about, then it would make sense that this guy would just vanish. Okay.
Well, why wouldn't he just dummy up some fake documents?
Yeah, just make some fake ones on the internet.
Yes, he could use one of those programs on the internet that make fake looking things, you know.
Yeah, sure, he could do that.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that he didn't. He probably, and I think that's a testament to the kind of reporter I am. He probably decided, well, I won't dummy up anything because this guy's going to know it's fake.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'll tell you something, man.
Why are you blowing that off?
I'm blowing it off this way. I believe, Granger, that you are not being respected here at all. I think the guy thought maybe he could cut a deal with you where he'd see some money, and he didn't see any money coming his way, so he just blew you off. You know, he's not going to go to the trouble of making fake-looking government documents and give them to a dude that is not going to come up with any money. Did he ask you for money?
Well, he said it was an investment, yeah.
Did you give him any?
Oh, I gave him a couple hundred bucks, yeah.
What are you... Man...
Don't, Phil, I go out and get the story. I get the job done, okay?
You ain't getting nothing done, man. You didn't get nothing done.
What do you mean I got nothing done?
You gave the guy $200, a guy named Eric Snowden, not Edward. He didn't give you anything.
I'm out sleeping in sewage, okay?
I get it already. You come home and you stink like a garbage sump, and that's supposed to give the message to your girlfriend that you're a badass, hardworking guy. Do you bring home any money?
It's not about bringing home money. She just wants to know that I'm out there working. I'll bring money home. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so you're gone a week, and you come back, and you stink like something right out of a cat's rear end.
He's acting like an ass.
Yeah, you know what? I'll see you later.
I'm telling you, man, it's beyond anything I've ever seen. All right, we'll be back with our final hour here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And don't forget, folks, get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com and listen to the podcast of this show, as well as our classic podcasts that are up there daily, as well as our 5,000 hours of archived audio and video, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.